Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
What we are doing right now is we're going to get a little stoned and we're going to watch Princess Diana, the musical.
I did not get out of bed until literally right now.
I love
that. I brushed my teeth and I got in the elevator because this is my morning routine.
I have to tell you, I never smoke weed because I don't like relaxing. So I will probably only have, that's my Capricorn trait. I will probably only have a little bit.
For anybody that is confused about what even Diana the Musical is, I know you've seen it on the Netflix recommended page. Mm-hmm. I know that you've heard it's coming to Broadway, but like, what's the deal with this, Molly? What compels us to do this on this very special Black Friday?
There's been a lot of Diana media coming out and all of it is critically acclaimed except for this. I think that's fair to say. Right.
I agree. And I do think that Spencer is getting mixed reviews, but we all agree. And I haven't even seen it yet, but that Kristen Stewart's going to get a nomination.
Oh, yeah. I think she's going to win the Oscar for it. But so with Diana the Musical, it's definitely very camp. And I've seen clips of it and the clips look out of this world. So we just figured this would be the best way to do it. And I also want to say that I think Diana the Musical is going to really be up our alley. And it's going to be spiritually similar to the musical we're working on Out of Africa about Prince William's 21st Africa themed birthday party.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I feel like this has real soul resonance.
I've just had two pretty sizable hits and that is my limit.
Yeah, I just had three sizable hits and I'm going to go upstairs and eat an edible. So I'm going to be carrying the weight of this stoner party.
3, 2, 1.
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
Wow. This is really rock and roll already.
Whoa.
What do we think of this outfit?
They're doing it again with the belt.
This is a 2006 belt. It's like a black Charlotte Russe belt over a white trench coat.
I could see it being the kind of thing that like the family knows that she hated that belt. And like, this is a secret dig.
Maybe. Also, I don't think this girl looks like Diana. I'm sure she's very attractive in real life, but this haircut is matronly on her.
Oh, she looks awful. I actually thought it was Hillary Clinton right at the beginning.
Oh my God, it looks exactly like Hillary Clinton.
Like Hillary Clinton.
I was like, whoa,
young Hillary. Wait, so who is she at this party with? So we're just seeing her at a party. Do we know what year it is? I mean, have they given us any information yet?
She said, I'm a kindergarten helper. So this is in the early 80s.
Okay, so she's not even a teacher. She's really just like a royal husband helper too, in a way. Shy and insecure. A dancer, but only under my stairs in my weird house. Oh, that was Camilla.
Yeah. They did Charles some serious favors with this casting.
Like, this guy could get it.
I mean, Camilla in this is like gorge.
Yeah. She's also like way older than she was at the time, but that's kind of funny because she also always had that vibe.
Well, Camilla, yeah. She was born like 45.
Yeah. Just one of those people. Some people are
at
like
her
that.
Youngest, yeah.
Even when you were in grade school, you always knew someone who just had like 45-year-old vibes.
I've had friends with babies that look like grandfathers.
Should I turn off? Should I have you hear mine? Can you hear yours? Or you can hear yours?
Yeah, I can hear mine.
Yeah, I can't hear yours.
Good. You should only hear yours. I think
this might be a bad idea.
Do you know about how her mom had a baby that was like really deformed and they just took it away from her and let it
Bro,
die?
I have absolutely no idea what the fuck you're talking about. What? Okay. What? Tell me more.
Before Diana was born, So her family is aristocrats. So her parents really wanted a boy because you need a boy to pass the estate down to, which is really stupid and weird because I'm like, okay, what if you don't have a boy? Do they burn your house down when you die? Like, I don't get it. But so they needed a boy and they didn't have one. And then they finally, right before Diana was born, they had a boy and he was so deformed that they just took him away from the mom. They wouldn't even let her hold him. And they just let him die or whatever.
In what way?
I don't know. They didn't say, because back then I think a lot of the time when babies were like really just in bad shape, they just kind of let them die.
Oh my God.
So like in the Tina Brown book, it says that could have been a reason why her mom became so depressed and ended up leaving her husband, because she had such severe issues like postpartum depression from that, and just issues in general around being treated like a broodmare. Like,
so she just threw herself into writing romance novels?
No, that's a different person.
Oh. Wait, I thought you were talking about Diana's mother being...
It was her stepmother's mom wrote the romance novels.
Oh, my. Wow, a lot of steps. This is like a step. This is a family where there are step families, though. You know, right. Like everyone's got step families.
She came from a really broken home because So then Diana's parents got a divorce because her mom ran off with some other guy.
You'd hope that she would.
Yeah, because he was abusive, Diana's dad. She ran off with another guy. And because he was an aristocrat, he was granted full custody of the kids. So it was basically like her mom bounced and then they didn't really see her that much anymore. And they just lived with the dad, who was crazy.
Diana is like prime for like a guy who needs a girl with daddy issues.
Exactly. And mommy issues and everything issues. So
she was abandoned from the beginning. Who cares if we abandoned her in the palace?
Right. Exactly. So she was like raised by nannies and stuff.
And that's also interesting. You think about what it means to have an Aquarius moon. So she's a Cancer, but with an Aquarius moon, right? Or is it the other way around? No, that's right.
Yeah, she's a Cancer because William's a Cancer.
But see, when the Aquarius, the moon represents your relationship to the mother. So what you're describing makes sense, because her relationship to her mother and family of origin and home of origin is actually very disconnected.
Yeah. She was tall, like basically taller than him in real life. I can't believe they're doing
that. Oh, she definitely
was. Wow, did you see that effect? She switched spots with the girl behind her.
Oh, man. See, this is where it's like, if we were together, I could scroll back. I'm going to have to rewatch this. But I think I would like to watch this and discuss tomorrow if you're available or at some point.
I don't think you need to rewatch it. I think this is a very repetitive song that could have been done in one line. But I also am biased against the slow songs in musicals. I think most of them are too long and boring.
Well,
unless you're in an Effie Dreamgirls situation, but that's not even a slow song. It's like a power ballad.
That's not slow. That's right. That power ballad's not slow. Let's distinguish the two, first of all. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Reading my fucking mind. Oh, my God. Wow. This is powerful, though. Instead of the song being I Do, it's I Will Marry You. And then to name the first son Will.
Camilla's at the wedding. She went to the wedding.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know what X was at the wedding, but I do know that James did just have a baby, and I was, like, called from the hospital room, so that I found out from him.
That's nice. That's very
nice. So I have a lot of respect for my exes, but I don't think he's come to my wedding.
I don't. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But kind of. I don't. I take it really personally when a breakup happens. If someone breaks up with me, I'm like, all right, then you're not going to enjoy my company anymore. And if I break up with them, it's because I don't want to hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, I guess
the last person who ever broke up with me was like, we were dating for like 2 years. And he was like, we'll still be friends, right? And I was like, no. Why would I be friends with you? I feel like you used and abused me.
I guess I only actually date.
I wasn't abused. I was just used. I just wanted to clarify that.
You're abused by someone else. I'm just used by him. But if I love, I fucking love. And you're like fam.
Me too. Until you disappoint me. And then you're out.
You'll disappoint me and I'll stay for 10 years.
Camilla does have more sense.
Yeah. I like Camilla. She might be the only one that I would fuck with.
I know. I think she would actually be fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Except I can't condone sleeping with a married guy. I think that's despicable.
Yeah, but this is different. They were together first. This is different. He wasn't allowed.
It's not different.
She wasn't allowed to be with her.
She can still be a cool person otherwise without without signing off on the adultery.
not in the royal family, because marriage does not mean love. It means related. Or
yeah, but it also, nothing means you can, you know, tamper with someone else's shit.
Right. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's just like, to me, this was obviously not a marriage.
Well, I guess you're just a heathen.
Dude, I'm a fucking heathen, dude. Absolutely.
Should we have a glass of wine? Oh my God, I love this dress. This is when she has finally William and debuts him on the steps. Do you think it's, they even botched this dress? But that dress always looked like a house, even on Diana. That was like the point of it. Because yeah, even in the
this
80s.
This is one where it's like, she does need a belt. That's the irony.
Yeah. But even in the 80s, like, you weren't supposed to show your pregnant belly. It was considered like obscene still. So that's why you would dress like a house when you were pregnant. But okay, here's my question for you. Do you think it's sexist when they make the royal women stand out on the steps with the baby like 3 days after they gave birth?
I actually have no idea what tradition you're discussing. So you're saying 3 days after. I'm like, why? What do you mean? So three days after a royal baby is born, the mother has to get herself in her adult diaper and stand outside the palace and wave with the baby?
Yes, yes.
Or what?
It's just what they do.
I don't think it's like sexist as much as it's like, it's just like another one of those like bad rules, like bad thinking, you guys.
I think it's kind of cute.
Right. That's why I don't think it's like sex. Like, I think there's something charming about it conceptually, you know? Yeah. Like,
and sometimes
we are. We did it, you know?
Sometimes the dad holds the baby. Like, you can, like, with Meghan and Harry, Harry held the baby because, like, she probably just wasn't feeling steady on her feet yet, which is, like, great. I'm fine.
I know. That's why I'm, like, sort of, like, I think avoiding childbirth, because I'm like, how could you possibly be, like, physically okay after that? I just don't.
Your taint rips open.
I can't. I love my taint.
Do you want to?
I want to keep my taint intact as long as possible. I'd rather rip it myself.
You want an intact taint. How much taint could an intact taint if a taint could intact taint?
I'll be bulimic. That's where you can put an audio clip in, right? If no one's listening, I'm puking all night.
Not to minimize.
I'll cough and choke and die.
Oh my God.
And no one will hear. Oh my God. She's singing Harry. She's singing Harry.
Her ginger hair.
Wow, wow. Son. What a fucked up lyric. You'll always be second to none. That's like, that's gaslighting.
No. Yeah, because she lied to him. That's what a lot of people.
He's literally second to William.
He's literally less important.
That is actually his job. Fucked
but
up.
Also, how do you convey that to a child and like,
or second to Harry?
Like, people say that the reason why Harry botched up his whole royal family career is because he didn't want to be second to him. But I think he shouldn't have to be second to him, even though he is handling it very stupidly. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you think is the best way to raise kids in a situation like that, where the first kid is actually more important to the world and your family than the second kid? How do you raise kids that way?
I want to say I haven't answered that, but the first thing I want to say is I just came up to close the window and my leggings are on backwards.
Oh my God. That's okay. Is it uncomfortable?
Well, it's just like it's not the first day I've worn them, you know. So the front was just feeling really baggy. Like, the crotch is feeling really baggy because it's more of my butt area. And I can see now that the logo's in the tag is in the front. So that was a mistake.
Do you want to see what I'm wearing? A one-piece velour suit.
Okay, wow. Bro, you look oh my God, it's one piece? Yo. Whoa, dude. Yeah, you just inspired my brother's dance video. That was my brother's move. And actually, here's what I'm wearing, because I literally just rolled out of bed. I'm wearing my jammies.
Those are cute. Wait, she's bleeding.
Well, yeah, because she's like literally, you know, bulimic, alcoholic, postpartum. She's
kind of self-harming in a way.
I would say the whole thing is this life for her was self-harm.
I know, because of her fucked up family.
Whole thing self-harm, yeah. She's like just a karmic blip on the radar. Oh, wait. What do I think about how I would handle it? I would make a second job that seemed as important for the second kid.
That's a good idea.
I'd make it like vice president.
But also, like, emotionally, how would you handle that? Would you say
I would say, how exciting to be the second child.
You could be like, you get to do whatever you want. But then that's how you end up with a Nazi costume.
No, no, no. You say this is because she's lying to him. You're saying, Harry, my ginger minge, you're second to none or whatever. Right. And it's like, OK, that boom, that's a lie.
Oh, my God. This is real life. She really did this.
Wait, what is this?
She did a dance for Prince Charles and he got really mad. He was so embarrassed.
Oh, wow. That breaks my heart. Wow, that's actually the first feeling I've ever had about Diana so far in this whole thing.
Really?
That would be my nightmare. No, you saw my childhood dance videos. If I put together something like that and put that much work into it and it embarrassed my family, I would be a very different person. They were like, oh, Sarah, the choreography and how you let it. No, I like choreographed all of that. Like, I was working them to the bone.
I know. That was really cute. I loved it.
And I let Melissa play to her strengths. Melissa was very literal. I said, you're responsible for the, you know, no, really funny stuff. My brother, though, I had to call him and apologize. He was incredible. Did you see him, Corey Gamble, in my stories? He just hits a split in the middle. And then I compete with him and I hit a split. I mean, we were dynamite. Oh, my God. Anyway, all I'm saying is if my parents were like, this is humiliating, I might have.
Well, this is the part where she's dancing for him,
and she's honestly
really hard on this for his birthday, and then he walks away, and he's like, "Wow,
I'm humiliated. That's so horrible. A public dance performance. It was a present. I thought you would like it.
I mean, I do think it was entirely about her, but I don't think it was to get her picture in the paper.
So right. So for context, they're fighting about it. And you just read my mind. I was going to say, what do you think?
Yeah, it was for her. It was definitely her. Because she wanted to have fun. She was a performer and she was a funny girl.
But did you think he was actually going to like it?
I can't imagine that you would ever think that that guy would like that.
Right. So she's also kind of fucking with him a little bit here too.
I think so.
I'm just trying to make myself feel better. You know, where people get into the drama of the Petito case just to numb. Like, yeah, that's even how I feel here.
Yeah, like subconsciously she was like, I can.
He's going to hate this, but I might as well let everybody know who the fuck I is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because she loved dancing. She always wanted to be a ballerina, but she was like too tall or something. So,
oh, giraffe.
Yeah, giraffe. Oh, what's your name?
They called me giraffe. No, you really made me laugh last episode. I was listening back. I was like, this is really funny. I was bullied. They called me giraffe, you said.
They called me giraffe. Oh, no, not giraffe.
So here's Charles projecting all his shit on her.
What's he saying?
He's just like, you have just been pissing this opportunity away. And it's like,
what opportunity?
Marrying the prince.
It's not her freaking job to like make him. I mean, I guess it is her job to make him look good, but it's not her job to make the monarchy look good. It's just her job to be his wife and pump out kids.
That just feels really dark.
Yeah. But also think about how that was women's jobs literally until like the 80s. So it wasn't really that outdated for her to be in this life. We only started questioning that in like the 60s, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
So she is about 20. Both of them are about, she's like 20 years out of date as a human. He's like 30 years out of date as a human.
Well, and like also like low key, like 300.
But also think about what 20 years ago is. It's like 1998. So that would be like, it's 2001. So that would be like, if I was walking around in Skechers and like you wouldn't be like, oh my God, she's living in the Stone Age. You'd be like, she's a little outdated, you know? So like for them to be living this life of like, it's your job to pump out kids is only as outdated as if I was wearing Skechers today. Does that make sense?
Well, that's a great analogy. Thank you so much. And even worse, the ones that were like, we promise this will be count as a workout.
The shape
work
ups.
Out your calves.
If I came up to you the next time I saw you and I was like, Sarah, I got these new shoes and they're actually toning my legs while I walk.
I would.
And you were like,
buy a pair.
No, you would be like, oh my God, Molly, those were from 20 years ago and they're not real. And if I was like, no, this is the way it is. You'd be like, what the fuck? But you'd also just be like, that's a little weird that she didn't know that. So that's how it is with Diana not knowing that like you can get a job and like not just pump out kids. It's like you back in that time period, you'd be like, it's a little weird that she doesn't know that, but whatever, we'll go with it. Don't you think?
Sorry, I'm also listening to the lyrics of this. And yes, I do think. And the issue here though, like baseline, is that the Skechers shoes, it's the same as like the single prick of blood with Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos. It's like, and Harry is second to Will. Like, everyone lying.
Well, I wouldn't be lying about the Skechers. I would have
No, if you were wearing Skechers and you felt that they were helping your calves, I might, I would get some.
No, because Sarah, you would know that that worked. You would know that that was disproven. They were sued over that. Kim Kardashian was sued over that.
Right,
she was
but
sued
like,
for promoting Skechers shape ups.
Was it a bad design?
It's because you can't tone your legs by putting a shoe on.
Don't you feel like sometimes when you wear heels, though, you're getting a workout? I do.
No, because that means you definitely, no offense, but if you're wearing heels and it makes you feel like you're getting a workout.
I don't work out. I need to work out.
You need to work out. Your body is deteriorating.
That was like in college. I haven't worn heels for that for years.
I know. I had a friend in college who would always be like, wow, my leg muscles are so sore from wearing heels yesterday. And I just thought it was the most pitiful thing I've ever heard in my life.
But actually, to be honest, it isn't my leg muscles. It's my feet get like, my feet ache in a way that is like, I can't function. Like,
yeah, that's different. That you can't work out your way out of that.
Right. That is like a, I don't know what it is. Maybe a circulation issue or I'm not sure, but.
No, it's just that we're not supposed to be wearing shoes like that. It's like Japanese and I have like Chinese foot binding.
And like, right. Yeah, it just like it aches like I can feel my heartbeat in my feet kind of thing.
Yeah. And when it starts to feel like, yeah, and it starts to feel like the bones in your feet are like made out of wood.
Yeah. And then you're like, I would rub it, but what's the point? And I'll like, yeah.
But I still keep wearing them.
I am going to have to watch this again, though. I want to really do I want to really lean
I don't think you need to watch it again, dude. I think we're getting all the broad strokes. Do you really think you're missing anything?
Don't blame her, Charles. Shame her, Charles.
Yeah, I like that.
Yo,
I think the music-
yo, this is bumping. Yeah, this is. I'm loving it, actually. Good job, Mr. Brian.
Yeah, the music's really good.
Yeah, this is doing it for me right now. Fuck.
The music is not the problem whatsoever.
No, the issue is that there is no audience in the theater is the issue. Hamilton on Broadway really worked because it felt like you were like when you watch those Metropolitan Opera House like PBS things too. It's like you lose some of the electricity of a theater.
Look, I think the choreography is a huge issue. I have to say.
Let me see. Let me observe.
And I also thought that Hamilton on Broadway, the Disney Plus one, is really bad. I don't think Lin-Manuel Miranda is good at playing that part.
Well, that is a different conversation. That was my first bit. Right after I saw Hamilton, that was like, I did like 5 minutes on how it was like, there was a bastard orphan son of a whore with his back, and then the Hamilton.
Wait, so what was the joke? You just sang it in a funny voice?
I just gave notes. I just did notes. So first thing I said was, I love the book. I love the lyrics. But while it's still early, might I suggest, not you, as like, how do you tell Lena Dunham that she shouldn't star in Girls, you know? Too puny. He was a puny little Hamilton.
This is amazing. Bang. This is her guy that she cheats on. And he's coming up through the floor on a saddle, shirtless. Oh my God, I love this.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
This is amazing.
Yeah, I mean...
And he's a ginge.
Okay, wait, yeah, I have to watch
Don't him. You agree with me it's a choreo problem?
I need to watch more with my eyes. You know, I've been... I'm going to have to rewatch this, to be honest. I really love... I take theater criticism so very seriously that I would hate to... I need to see more first, but I don't
think
it's...
Are you watching with the subtitles on?
Yes.
You really are going to watch this again? That's 4 hours of your life. We've talked about how we need to stop spending hours doing things that don't pay us yet.
Well, no, you've talked about that. I actually disagree wholeheartedly. Which is why we're a good team.
Oh my God, he's really hot.
I'm sorry. I'm glued. I want to. The thing is, something like I want to watch. I like theater so much, and criticism of it.
I really like the 80s hair of the background girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the costumes are really good. I mean, this is...
Honestly, Diana's hair is looking better here.
Wait, who is this lady again?
Barbara Cartland, her step-grandmother. And she was a romance novelist.
Okay, she's fucking James Hewitt, too. Oh, my God, that's what this is. Yeah, she's like, yeah, she fucking did it to me, too, man. He fucking laid down the pipe.
I like her. She's my favorite.
This is pussy. I love this.
She's really good, the Barbara Cartland one. Oh, my God, the Tootsies are out, James.
Yeah, I'm loving. Right, she's literally like, I can't believe you like me. I totally relate to that, where it's like, whoa.
I resonate with that. How jealous I'll be to see you on TV.
Me to everybody in the comedy scene.
Yeah. Every time I go on Twitter and someone's like,
yeah, every all of your success, to announce, all of your success, and fuck off.
Thrilled to announce I've been named the newest new talent that ever talented at Just for Laughs.
Another Fallon set? How fabulous. It's great. Okay. That's him, that's her.
That's him, that's her. That's him, that's her.
That's, I would say that they got a little lazy there, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're basically just talking about that pussy soup that's being created by everybody dipping their spoons and other people's ladles in the soup.
I know. How many freaking... This was back when people had pubes, too. So they could have all been passing crabs to each other.
Bro, I have pubes.
Yeah, but, like, no one has pubes like the 80s.
I do. I'm realizing now that I should have used the chlorine shampoo on my pubes this whole time when I was
chlorine?
In Florida. Well, I have like hard water shampoo.
Were you dunking your head underwater every time you went in the pool?
Not every time I went in the pool, and not all day, but like every time I got in the pool. I'm saying I was.
Okay.
I wasn't like moving my body. Like, so. Like, my cousin last night, she's like, yeah, it's great. Like, I think the reason I don't have COVID is because I swim every day. And I was like, I think the reason I don't have COVID is because I stand in the pool every day. So.
I don't think that's the reason why either of you doesn't have COVID. I think it might be because you're vaccinated.
Sure, sure, certainly.
Oh, my God, the gay guys. AIDS?
Oh, my God. Okay, all of a sudden, that's where we both stopped talking because we were like, wow, this is actually really good. And it's like, of course, it's the AIDS clinic that's fucking crushing.
Yeah. Is mine.
Is mine. A guy in a wheelchair? Just some wheelchairs just rolled in, dude.
Aww.
And I don't mean that. Again, I'm sorry if I said wheelchair before in the episode. I don't think it's bad. I just think the use of them visually in theater, I love it. Because, like, it's moving chairs. It's just convenient.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Wheelchairs as a functional set piece and great addition to the room when you're in an AIDS clinic.
Oh, yeah, like that one in the beginning of the producers, all the old ladies in the walkers and wheelchairs. That's all
right. Exactly. Exactly. He's like, not really.
One thing I know, but I'm handsome as hell. Can you imagine being around during AIDS, like, and being a gay guy or having a lot of gay friends?
Literally, no. It's like...
Just, like, everyone was fucking dying.
I know. From having sex. It's so
and
horrible.
No one was doing anything about it.
So horrible. So
I can't
scary.
Imagine. Some people said that they would have been happier if she just... Like, they would get along really well sometimes. And if she had just gotten over the fact that he didn't want to have a romantic relationship with her, they could have just chilled out.
That's
but
what
also,
I've...
that's...
But I thought the issue was actually that the palace wasn't really letting her, like, she had relationships too, but I think it was the kind of thing where it was like sort of not allowed for her, you know? I might have just made that up.
No, I think it was. And I think the only reason why the queen kind of said to them, you need to get a divorce, is because she got in over her head with like getting involved with the press. Like she did that big interview with Martin Bashir, which now it's been revealed that he lied to her to get that interview.
Wow. What did he say?
He like fudged documents showing that he made her really, really paranoid that the royal family was spying on her and all this stuff. And like he falsified documents to her and her brother so that her brother too would be like, you should definitely family do this interview. So she genuinely believed that the royal family was spying on her and all this stuff. And like, that was why she was like, I'm doing an interview to set the record straight. And that interview was like her kiss of death, because from that moment on, they cut her out and they wouldn't like, they just threw her to the wolves after that, because she was on TV spilling family secrets, you know.
She did all she could. She was just early. If Real Housewives were around at this time, everything would be fine. She'd still be alive today if she could just fucking Luann this out. Can't just Luann this out.
I know. Also, I think she did kind of, I mean, it's not her fault, because I'm sure she had arrested development at around like age 18 when she first started like meeting him and stuff. Yeah. Rilla in Manila with Camilla. Oh my God.
Whoa.
But I think that like she had arrested development. So she was acting like a teenager for pretty much her whole life, you know?
Yeah. Right. Right. She never got out of the rebellious teenager phase.
Yeah.
Right. She was just jealous. And it was her first boyfriend. And
this is the best. She's going to tell off Camilla.
Right. But that's, you're so right though. It's like, why would Diana make this her fight? It's like, this isn't, it was it's not that personal.
And they say that Camilla actually said to her, like, you have everything else. Why can't you just let me have him? And then Diana was like, well, he's my husband, which I agree with.
I agree. Except that in this case, she didn't like him.
Diana?
They didn't like each other.
She did want to like him. She tried really, really hard.
Yeah, but want to like him is different than liking him.
But she did like him. Like, she did everything she could, and he just kept her at arm's length.
Right.
And then she started retaliating by cheating and everything.
It's all just really mean if you actually are having a sincere marriage, which he knew he was not.
Yeah, and he didn't let her in on that.
Right, right, right.
But I do think that he assumes that she knew this is the way a lot of aristocratic marriages work.
I want to be crystal clear. It would drive me to madness.
Yeah, you would go complete. You would have 700 Instagram accounts.
yeah. Would not be okay.
She said, you showed up to the church on my wedding day. I love that. Like, F off, Camilla. Sarah, you're a Camilla.
Yeah, that's kind of why I have a different opinion of this.
I can't believe that. How can you be an adulteress?
It's the same reason why I had everybody burn money and why I'm not panicked about wasting my time on things. Because for Diana, Diana also said to Harry, you're second to none, son. They are, it's like someone being like, but Jesus said.
What do you mean? Like, what?
It's like Diana and Charles
but with were Diana and
doing what Camilla. They had to do. They were part of the firm. Like, this wasn't a marriage. They didn't have soul love.
Yeah, but she didn't know that. She was a child when she went into it.
Sure, but I honor soul love on a basic level. And even in high school, in the sea of relationships, like I was with Dave. I'm Lilith. I was with Dave. We were first everything to each other. And then he broke up with me at the very end of junior year to date the new girl in school who looked like me but was just a different person. And then for years, we, like, had a secret affair. I couldn't let go of him. I loved him. And we're still friendly to this day. That's the thing. Like, we remain friends. Like, but no, like, if I love you and I'm not done with the relationship, it's not over.
It's yeah, but I think, I don't think it's nice to do that when they're dating someone new.
Yeah, but when you are actually in your ego, like, now I wouldn't do that necessarily. Although, you know, the men that I talk to now all have, you know, like, divorces, marriages, like, I mean, custody.
Well, as long as they're not actively
like,
married.
I'm in a different phase now. I'm not in high school anymore. But in high school, if I felt like I felt that, like, I had dibs on him because, like, not only was I there first, but also, like, we had something, like, I knew past life. It was a soul thing for me. So I knew that the rules.
Yeah, but that's, like, convenient world, theories for you monthly.
Sure. So I'm
what
not
going to. She thought they had a soul thing.
I think it's possible that we both had a soul thing and that we weren't communicating about, we weren't taught about like non-ownership early enough. Like until you're really going to get married, like the reason you and Nick can get married now is because you've now like maxed out your lifetime of being like curious and you're like, you're literally the person I like the best. Like this is not a question. This is an obvious, yeah, you're my dude.
Yeah, I probably maxed out on like the people that I dated pretty much from the time of being like 25 onward. Anytime I broke up with someone, it was not because I wanted to hook up with someone else. It was because of like personality clashes. But then from like high school through about age 25, 26, and whenever I had a boyfriend, I'd be like, I could date that person. I could date that person. I didn't act on it, but I always had a little bit, but I think that's just like youth hormones, you know?
Yeah. But I had a boyfriend the minute, I mean, I started
dating Dave Witt like the summer before my freshman year of high school, and it was like my identity. That's like when the beginning of my life started to fucking end. Like, no, the minute I started identifying as a part of a power couple, I never stopped for 1 second for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until maybe right
now. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with like liking to have a partner.
Yeah, I love
and people
partner.
Get mad at
me. And that's what I'm saying. I don't just like when I have a partner, I have a fucking partner, which also I always assumed that I've had to get used to. That's where it's like, no, I'm not polyamorous, but like I understand that someone has an ex. I understand that feelings are complex and that if there's not betrayal present, there's space for everything to be there.
Yeah, but there is betrayal if they have like Camilla and Charles are both betraying her.
But that's only because they were, you know, assholes.
They suck balls.
Yeah, like that's a shitty thing to do. But this is now her boyfriend.
And now he's getting stationed somewhere else because the palace found out that she was dating him.
You see, that's what I'm saying. If they had just let, it actually would have been okay if she just let it, like, if they let her have her fucking fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they made it impossible for her to be cool with this.
I really like his outfit. It's really doing a lot of things for me.
Yeah, he looks great. He's probably best in show in terms of just, like, cutest.
Yeah, we're talking about James Hewitt.
The boyfriend who they sent away to war.
You know what else? They let her stay in Kensington Palace after the divorce. I think that's pretty cool.
100%. It's one of those situations where you're like, it's only right. Like, literally, it's... That would be so wrong.
Yeah. Well, they didn't give her that much money. They didn't give her a great settlement, which sucks because she deserved it from what they put her
through.
They
abused her completely. But
Yeah, but at least she got a house. Yes. Snap, click.
Yeah, you got it back. I want to say, don't miss. Molly loves the pops. Oh, it is cool. That's actually a cool effect. I love it.
Right?
Yeah. Just going to shit.
I really think the music is awesome.
Yeah, like I do need to give this a sincere shot because we have like been talking and now the edibles kicking in and I'm like, they don't think about
it. Andrew Morton, I interviewed him last month.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Molly's in the musical.
He is. So, okay. Something that I didn't really get to touch on when we were talking about Harry and Meghan working together on that book is that Diana did the same thing times 100 when she was in the royal family.
What?
She calls this guy Andrew Morton. She says, I hear you're writing a book about me. I will, like, send
someone.
So Harry's,
like, literally, like, that's what my mother did.
Right. But she did it even crazier because she was having somebody was coming over and interviewing her for him and then bringing the tapes to him to write the book so that she could say, I've never met him and be honest about it. I don't think she ever
smart.
Even.
That's smart.
And she didn't lie to a fucking court about it. That's the difference.
Wow. Like, yeah, that's right. Harry is just like, it is succession. He is just like the idiot son of the first better criminal.
Yeah, exactly. So she did this, like, and it was really controversial at the time, obviously. And everyone was like, did she or didn't she collaborate on the book? And when you read the book, you can tell that she had to have. And
like Diana was purely the victim here, even though she was the most beautiful woman in all the land.
I know. And she did play the press a lot. And like, she was addicted to the press. She was addicted to being in the press, which I'm sure I would
Hilarious
be too.
Moon.
I'm sure a lot of people would be addicted to being in the press. So like,
especially if you got no love from anywhere else.
Right. It's like being a comic.
Listen to Space Trash Podcast every single day. We're putting out multiple episodes a day. Somebody just fucking pay attention to us.
I know. No, but it is. It's like, that's her audience laughing is being on the front page of stuff.
100%. Hang on, I need to run to the kitchen really quickly because I ate that edible and now I am having this like very cough syrup aftertaste.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. And the words came pouring out. And the wince and the pity, the prince.
She rhymed bulimia with the media.
Whoa, that's a line.
That is definitely bold and I like it.
Yeah,
I like
this. And I like what you're doing here. And this also has a very like the summer Bon Jovi feel.
I know. I kind of love it that someone in an iconic 80s band wrote the musical about the iconic 80s lady.
Like, and it's not a coincidence that that's like the one celebrity that lives in your town and that you've been the Royally Us correspondent.
I know.
And I've been studying the like abuse of power and how it relates to February. I mean, it's all really kind of good.
Yeah. A life of desperation in the Windsor Corporation. That's really
Boom.
Good.
Boom. This is, yeah, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
This is a good number.
She looks so great in those cover photos, too.
She does. Now that's,
Okay. I went and saw this actor, Peter Smith, They did a lip sync performance to Diana's entire Martin Bashir interview. And it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life. And I wish they cast them in this, because I think that would be that. I think that's the twist that would really make this hop off the page, is if they had someone gender nonconforming or a drag queen or something playing this role, or even like a burlesque star. Like, I think they just need to have someone who is like, because Diana walks so close up to that line of like, I'm a showgirl. And if they had an actual showgirl or drag queen or just, yeah, it's a like performer, sort of
making like a little Hamilton-esque, where it's like making a larger point.
Yeah,
to tell the you know, art is about the emotional truth.
Yeah, because this girl is not the emotional truth of Diana.
No, she's more Hillary. She's first wife Hillary, first term Hillary.
And again, in real life, she does not give off this vibe whatsoever.
What's
this
her
is
name?
Just
you're doing a great job, kiddo.
Yeah, she's doing the best she can. She's just not really, I don't think, this isn't her vibe.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've got a Camilla in me. I also got a Diana in me. You know, like, I just understand, you know, Gemini rising syndrome. I rock and roll with, I understand most of the time what's going on with everybody.
Diana was definitely a chaos merchant in a similar vein to you, I would say.
But see, I don't think I'm a chaos merchant, actually. I think I'm a sexual healer. I think I
know.
I am,
we know you think. We know that's what you feel.
We know that's what you think.
We know that's what you think.
No, I think that I'm an agent of healing, but sometimes you got to walk the road.
Chaos to get there. You use chaos to get there.
It's not even that I use chaos. I'm in chaos, so I actually function. I can operate here, where then I can operate in chaos. So it feels chaotic, but it's actually what's going on anyway.
Yeah, but also sometimes you are saying it and that's what's making it chaos.
Sure, yeah. These people, Buckingham Palace people, look great. They literally remind me of the real life version of like the teapot and the, you know, in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, they are Beauty and the Beast-esque.
Yeah, this has a very Beauty and the Beast vibe. Everything is very blue. I will also say that. This is a very blue set.
Yeah, like there's just a lot of things that aren't really... I don't know. I think you might be right that it's because it's a televised musical or stage show, but there's a lot of things that are just not fading into the background the way they should. Do you know what I mean? Like the choreography, the lighting, the sets, none of it is just seamless. It all feels like a weird choice.
Well, you know what it is? It's actually, there do seem like there are like production, like there seem like they're missing an angle.
Yeah, I think you know what I think it is? I think they needed to go full camp. I think they should have had like an 80s cartoon drawing of Buckingham Palace behind them. And like,
I agree completely, right.
The queen would be being really mean to her by this point in real life. Right. The queen would be like, oh, hello,
but
Diana.
She's like really protecting her.
Get a divorce. I know, everything paints the queen. I'm going to mix metaphors here, but she's always painted through such rose-colored glasses.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah,
I think she's a real cold, difficult to talk to, difficult person. I don't think she's like this like matron, sweet matron who cares about the people that are younger than her in the family. I don't think that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's literally doing what she thinks to survive.
Yeah. And like now that she's a little old lady, it's really easy to put that identity on her and be like, oh, she's a sweet little old lady. But during this era, the 80s and 90s, when she was just like a matronly German, middle-aged, like 50-year-old, no one thought that. I feel like people were like, yeah, no, she's just a harsh, cold person back then. But now, just because she's really old, people give her, they attach this warmth to her that I don't think she's ever had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's
I think it's like I think it's like almost the way that I'm trying to make the Skechers like workout shoes actually like remember it in a way that they worked.
Yes, exactly. You're
it's
like
stoned analogy, but I think it tracks.
Yeah, you're like that was a great idea. Why was that not a great idea?
I always wanted to get those, and if you had them now, I would still believe you that they worked.
Yeah,
like, but they've been proven not to work. It's like, but I wanted it to work.
Kim Kardashian got sued.
I wanted to love the queen. They want the queen. No, then the culture, everything is. No, we need to remember her better than she was, or else we've all been like signed up for this.
Bamboozled.
Like, bamboozled, right.
We're being bamboozled 24/7.
Yeah.
They're hugging. They're not fucking. The queen and Diana are hugging. Okay.
Yeah, this is never this is hugged. Like
this is equivalent of them like scissoring.
Yeah. I don't think they probably only she probably touched the queen's hand like twice in her life. And other than that, they never came within 3 feet of each other.
Bro, I feel like you could say the exact same thing for her and Charles, too, though. It was just like they only touched, you know, nubbins two times.
Nubbins. They bonked a lot. They bonked a lot on their honeymoon. It was in the book. Okay, Diana Chronicles.
Who wouldn't at that point?
Diana was like stoked. She was like, I married the prince.
They did have a honeymoon moment.
And she was always wearing lingerie and being like, Charles, come and take this off of me.
Right.
And then he was like,
not know what was going on.
And then he was like, go away, I'm reading.
She was like the Courtney Stodden of the palace.
Oh.
Because she didn't know what even she was getting into. Like, right. That's what you're saying. She was like genuinely just trying to be sexy and be picked and validated and be the princess.
Yeah, validated. That's what it is. Picked and validated. And the only people who validated her was the public and the press. So that was why she was addicted to that validation. The same way I'm addicted to.
She was addicted to that validation. It was because actually the world set her up to be hurt and didn't actually do anything to help. Mm-hmm. So then she was fucked beyond measure and did whatever she could to just feel connected to people on Earth.
Yeah.
She was like isolated, trapped by people that were lying to her and like using her to be a baby maker when she thought she was like getting married. She was a teenager. She might not have known he had another girlfriend.
I think this actress is really talented playing the queen, even though she is imbuing the queen with an energy that is really nice and great, even though I don't think it's historically accurate. I still think really, really good in this role. Now, this is a better belt, we're into the early 90s right now, so of course the belt is going to be a little better. But the thing is, those belts from the 80s were actually like 2000s 80s redux. Remember when there was a little mini 80s revival in the 2000s?
No.
That's what those belts were.
Right. Wow. Yeah, my mother pulled out of the closet like all these different it looked like they'd been like hard rock of love. What was that show? It looked like Axl Rose, like, belt. Like, it was like, you could make it anywhere because there were so many, like, chain parts.
Yeah.
But thick. Man, this is so depressing, though, all things considered. I choose whatever lies ahead. I'll have another child. An answer to my prayer, because that always works. A baby girl. Even though he begged me not to have a girl.
She wants Charles to step aside. So now this was the reason why really they got mad at her is because she went on that Martin Bashir show and she was like, she said she thought Charles should step aside so William could reign. And you can't fucking do that.
The irony, though, that's what we're all saying now, too. I'm going to
know because everyone always has, no one ever liked him ever since he started screwing her over.
Fuck. But he was weird before that.
Yeah, he was.
He's weird. They're weird.
Breaking news coming out of Paris. She's dying already?
I literally think so. And also my kid's about to die. Hold on.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. She's crying. She's dying, Sarah. You have to watch.
This is abrupt, dude. Wait.
Yeah, I know.
My computer's dying.
There's still 12 minutes left. She's dying?
Wait.
Oh my God, stop.
Wait. That was incredibly fast.
Well,
we went from
our jaws are on the floor.
No, this was an unbelievably I didn't even know what I was saying because I saw she's going, this is so exciting, I'm excited for the rest of my life, and I thought we're gonna get at least a yacht scene in here.
I know, let her at least sit on the yacht.
Yeah, come on, crash, it's theater.
They skipped through all her Middle Eastern.
No, they literally have her leaving Buckingham Palace finally and then dying immediately.
Yeah. She did have some hot moments with boyfriends before that.
I'm thinking that just might be the That's part two.
Wow, that was a really powerful
ending.
Wait,
I'm blown away, though.
I got chills.
I'm blown away. I just can't believe that.
How she disappeared into the flashbulbs? Oh, my God.
I think it's a trap door.
You think she's going to come back?
Yeah. Like, Jesus. Oh, my God, wait.
This is very Hamilton-esque, too. They're all putting themselves back in the narrative.
Yeah, they know now better than the real royals.
Wait, that's Fade! Oh my God. Sarah.
I am covered. My body is covered in chills.
Me too.
My body's covered in chills. No, I feel like something has washed over me and I'm like, my nipples are rock hard too, but it's not. This is an atypical.
Yo, if I saw this in real life, I would be sobbing right now.
Unbelievably fast turn into crashing into. I guess it sort of is, though, symbolic of the crash, which was like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, she had such a bright future ahead of her, and then boom.
It's over. I do think that the only thing they can do to right this wrong would be to assume that they have a deal and there's a part.
Oh, my God. Queen Elizabeth and Barbara Cartland were played by the same person. Tony, give her a Tony.
I was going to ask that, actually. Wait, what's her name? Do we know her? Hold on.
It just said it. If you Google it, I'm sure it'll come up. She needs a Tony. That was incredible. I can't believe she played both of them. They were such different characters. Oh, I wish I was a Broadway person.
We are. We will be out. Africa's going to the top.
I'm not good enough at singing to perform That's on Broadway.
That's not going to work around here, Molly, okay? Because I am getting you on. I told
Sam
you.
Auto-tunes all of
So what? Songs. Comedy... We are comedians. That's why we get to do whatever the fuck we
That's
want.
That's true. We can sing a little off key.
It can be bad. Care. Elaine dancing, good.
Like if Russell Crowe was funny in Les Mis, his voice would have been okay.
100%. That's why Sasha Baron Cohen can get away with everything.
Let's do some Jerry Springer final thoughts.
Okay. I probably will be needing to listen to the soundtrack at the very least.
Because you probably will?
I think I liked some of it. I think I liked some of it. I'm curious to see if I liked some of it. You know? But I think in general, what we learned is that this was a money grab.
Oh, I don't know if I would say that.
Yeah, because they had to make money. It didn't come out yet. If you were going to actually shoot this for Netflix, not at the time of COVID, you'd have an audience and there would be a camera. They're missing a camera. There's some production issues I can see that are pretty stark.
I don't think the production issues lie with the filming production. I think the production issues are that it was not camp enough. They need to cast a burlesque girl or someone.
It wasn't camp enough because it wasn't. This is one. Oh, okay. You're saying this even on Broadway, it's for the bad.
Yes. Even on Broadway, it needs to be because the Broadway. Yeah, right.
It should be like Hedwig and the Angry Inch vibes.
Yes. Or
yes,
like
yes.
Because it is camp to do a musical about this to begin with. So you can't play it straight.
Right. Elton John should have actually been like a part of the production.
Yeah. Set. They're playing it way too straight. Like just with all they need to change are some stylistic choices.
Right. The Bowie hair was actually the right direction in the end.
Yes, but with a different someone who
style with awareness.
Yeah, like someone who's they need
to be there was no like artistic license taken. It was sort of just a biopic, an HBO biopic of Grey Gardens that is good and is showing people Drew Barrymore is Little Edie, but in the end it's like it's not the documentary and it's not there's no interpretation of it. It's literally just like, oh, let's just watch it with famous people doing the
Exactly. Part. I think this is very similar to Bohemian Rhapsody, which I thought was a travesty.
Yes,
of
like just like bad biopics that don't do the actual music and production arc or just like narrative arc justice.
Exactly.
Just trying to like get it's like more of a concert. It's
not getting to the heart of the person. It's just a faithful retelling, which is boring at the end of the day.
Which is ultimately why Hamilton is so interesting because aside from the music being actually good, placing it in our heads in a different way where there's been a cultural diversification does also allow us to listen to it with different ears, which is why I think, again, burning the dollar, it's not about whether or not you're open to burning money or not, or is it stupid or not. It's about noticing how you feel when you do something different and you have a different relationship with it. Like, you know, that's how we actually go deeper into the soul, you know, sort of contemplation work, not the like thinking and reacting work.
Yes, I would rather have something that's silly and crazy and takes a lot of risks any day.
You know, and it's like the juxtaposition in theater is required because like, right, when you're watching something on film, in general, it's something where you can go into the location. Like, we would never choose a limited theater set as a way to watch a movie.
Right, and if you are going to have a limited theater set, it better not just be like a fucking graphic design of Buckingham Palace with a fence in front.
With blue light.
Yeah, it needs to be something wild and crazy.
Right, it should be like have like Basquiat vibes. Like you're right, it should have been like off the walls and
over
really
the top 80s
chaotic but elegant, like showing the chaos.
Yeah.
And
it should have had, I will say this is the last thing I'm going to say and then I'm hanging up because
I could do this all night. I'm having the best fucking time. Fuck your party.
It should have been that cup that had the spray paint. That cup that was in every bowling alley when we were little with the blue spray paint and the little purple flourish.
Yes.
That's what it should have been.
Space trash.
in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.